ladies and gentlemen. I'm very happy to inform you that the UPOU has no problems with other institutions. Kaibigan namin sila lahat. Yun nga lang, maraming mga institutions na iinggit sa amin. And hindi kami kinakaibigan eh. Parang ginagawi kami ng Pilipinas at saka ng Taiwan. Anyway, this morning, we are going to look into a number of issues. Akala mo napakadami, no? Actually, isa na lang to. But after the presentation, we will try to meet the students who enrolled in specific courses, because we are going to talk about what we will do with those courses. Either there is a rule in some university units that if the number of students, sa UPLB halimbawa, if the number of students enrolled in one course less than 5, the course will be dissolved. Pero dito, mayroon dito sa UPOU, mayroon ditong psychological contract. We respect that kind of an idea. No? Hindi kami katulad ng iba. So, tingnan natin kung sakasakali, palaki ko naman, each of the courses that are being offered this semester will have more than 5 enrollees. Okay. Now, we go to our topic for this morning. Ito, medyo matindi ito, no? Academic integrity and academic freedom at the University of the Philippines. Oh, by the way, when we talk of academic freedom, I always tell everybody that when we talk of academic freedom within the framework of an educational institution, a university, students do not have academic freedom. Oh, that's a... Google that, huh? So, kami lang talaga nagpapahalaga dyan. hindi naman ibig sabihin magkakaroon kayo. So, to talk about the topic on academic integrity and academic freedom at the University of the Philippines, I'm pleased to introduce to you one of our own. Inaangkin ka na namin. She is with the Diliman College of Mass Communication Unit.
The chair of graduate.
Yeah, chair of the graduate studies program at the College of Mass Communication. Kaya lang, malapit nang lilipat dito yan. So you can. Baka sakaling next year affiliate na lang siya sa Diliman. Mayroon tayo magfo full time na siya rito. Mayroon tayong time frame, Army, ah. Okay. So here is Dr. Arminda Santiago.
Good morning to all, and I hope you had a good night's sleep and a good breakfast. Breakfast is always pleasant here at the UP Open University. Yeah, it's more fun at UPOU. I'd like to thank Dr. Librero for giving me a chance to be able to share with you about this. Actually, it's a very heavy, heavy title, no, for a presentation. Yesterday, I wasn't able to make it because I had daughter duties with my mom. So anyhow, I'm supposed to talk about academic integrity and academic freedom at the University of the Philippines, and I researched this, and so I hope I would make sense about it. But anyhow. The first thing we have to encounter and understand is what does academic integrity mean? And essentially, okay, of course, I researched it from the American University, And I also want to show to you I have academic integrity because I cited my sources. So it essentially means intellectual honesty. Although, of course, I also looked for the meaning of the phrase from another university, the University of Illinois. And essentially, I know you will have questions in your mind, why are they American universities? Okay, but later on, we'll find out. So it's honesty and responsibility in scholarship. Also, it talks about how students and faculty alike must, well, for want of a better word, I wanted to abridge this, but obey is the word that they use, rules of honest scholarship. Okay, which means that all academic work should result from an individual's own efforts. Although in a post-structural sense, according to Michel Foucault, there is no original source for knowledge. Okay? That's why Foucault would talk about the discourse and how it evolves. Also, it talks about how intellectual contributions from others must be consistently and responsibly acknowledged. So that, essentially, academic work completed in any other way is fraudulent, according to the University of Illinois. However, I also looked for it in Philippine universities. And, of course, I got Ateneo. So, Ateneo de Manila University refers to academic integrity as upholding the truth. Okay, because truth, though, is an academic institution's reason for existence. So, they have a handbook on academic integrity for Ateneo de Manila, and maybe later we can propose that to the University of the Philippines. No? However, academic integrity and UP, we don't really use the word, the phrase academic integrity. However, it doesn't mean that we don't have it, but it recognizes and upholds intellectual honesty and responsibility. And this is very much ingrained and implied in each of the UP constituent universities' rules and regulations on student conduct and discipline. So the University of the Philippines is a system, and it is comprised of constituent universities which are somehow autonomous with each other, from each other, and each one would have their own code of conduct for student discipline. And of course, because I'm from Diliman, I'm very familiar with the UP Diliman rules and regulations of student conduct and discipline. But for the first semester this coming school year, it will already use the Code of Student Conduct. Right now, it is with President Pascual for final signing. Okay. So that's why the rules or Code of Student Conduct zeroes in on the idea of intellectual dishonesty, because the UP or our school is it really upholds and guards intellectual honesty. Okay. That's why now there are many forms of intellectual dishonesty as stated in the UP Code of Student Conduct. Okay, of course, first and foremost is plagiarism that we really have to avoid. Okay, then there is also what is known as falsification, fabrication, distortion, and or destruction of data. That is a form of intellectual dishonesty. Copying or providing the means or accessing means to copy exam answers, homework, projects, laboratory experiments, term papers, and the like. Okay. Also, the possession and or use of cheat devices during examination. So what are these? Your cell phones, your Android cell phones, your iPads. We had, right now, I'm a member at large of the UP Diliman Execom, and we have a case on cheating using the iPad. Okay. Tas umamin naman siya. Okay, then allowing another person to take an examination in one's name. I think However, I know that the UPOU has many ways, no, to check and verify. Kasi syempre, di ba, we have an online delivery of lessons, okay, or courses, and or impersonating another student or allowing someone to impersonate oneself in an academic activity. And most of the time, that academic activity is related with one's pursuit of their studies. Of course, manipulating a corrected exam paper. In Diliman, we also have another case it has something to do with an exam that was the student's alibi was she was hurrying to go home. She failed to submit her answer sheet, and then she submitted it the next day. But the professor is very meticulous. Many security encryptions, etc. So they found out that she manipulated the corrected exam paper. Then submission of the same work in two or more courses without the instructor's consent. So this means that if you did a paper in one course, then tinatamad ka nang to write another paper for your other course, then submitting the same paper and just changing the course name. And other acts analogous to the first four forms of intellectual dishonesty. So essentially the question is, how intellectually honest are we? And intellectual honesty really it goes beyond being in the academe, because essentially, okay, how do you use information? Okay, how do you formulate arguments? And these are things that can be carried beyond academic life. How you live, how you circulate and learn in a community of inquiry. Because in academe, we are always asking. We are searching for new knowledge. We are using knowledge that has been produced. Okay, and how are we using this in the way we live? Also, how do you generate new knowledge from existing knowledge? And of course, in other activities related to the pursuit of knowledge and understanding. So essentially, it doesn't really mean that you are only intellectually honest inside UPOU, okay? Because it goes beyond the academe. So, what are the implications of intellectual dishonesty, which is also how do we maintain our academic integrity? So, of course, intellectual dishonesty will undermine the learning process. Right? And then, of course, it can hamper the recognition of our strengths and weaknesses in areas of, let's say, writing, reading, comprehending. If we let another person write our papers, or if we let another person write their reactions in the discussion boards of your professors, no? So it can hamper whether or not, are we sure that we can write, we can read, we can comprehend? It also can prevent us from the development of our self-confidence. Okay. Then it also prevents the development of creativity and critical thinking. And it defeats the educational goals of the university and thus diminishes the value of education. So, intellectual honesty is upheld, guarded, and protected in the University of the Philippines. And the credibility of a UP diploma is based on the reputation of UP, and it is derived from the quality and integrity of scholarship. That's why UP is always proud, diba, to be a center for excellence, for education. It's a lead institution, okay? It should be the leader of all other learning institutions in the Philippines, in Southeast Asia, in Asia, okay, and the world, diba? So academic integrity and intellectual honesty are linked with the UP Charter of 2008. This is Republic Act 9500, and this is the law that states that the University of the Philippines is the national university in the Philippines. And I'd like to cite, okay, because I'm linking academic integrity with our UP Charter. And of course, the purpose of the university as the national university, a public and secular institution of higher learning, and a community of scholars dedicated to the search for truth and knowledge, as well as the development of future leaders. So it's really a big responsibility for our university. Okay, and I'm following this with three of eight, how do you say this, expectations for the university, or mandates for UP, as stated in RA 9500. Okay, first, we are the lead institution in setting academic standards and initiating innovations in teaching, research, and faculty development in philosophy, the arts and humanities, the social sciences, the professions, and engineering, natural sciences, etc. Okay, so of course, we should have academic integrity, not only with our administrators, our faculty members, the staff, but also the students. Okay, the second mandate is the university serves as a graduate university because it provides advanced studies and specialization for us. Okay, so that again, diba, academic integrity, intellectual honesty is very, very salient. In fact, personally for me, I've been in the University of the Philippines since kindergarten and until now, and it's really ingrained in me, even by my parents who serve the university as faculty members. And the third, which is very salient also, is we are a research university. Okay, so we really have to, well, I know that people would react to words such as obey, follow, but maybe to be within the parameters, okay, of whatever rules or regulations that our learning institutions abide with. And this is what sets the University of the Philippines apart from other learning institutions. Okay, they say, well, when I was pursuing my undergrad, we have a joke. Well, joke or maybe a saying, and maybe it can be a truth. Okay, there are only two schools in the Philippines, UP and others. Diba? Oh, kaya, diba? Pride. Okay. Okay, and of course, we lead as a public service university. Okay, so I made slides of all the mandates. Okay, and also we protect and promote the professional economic rights and welfare of its academic and non-academic personnel. Okay, you can access the UP, the RA 9500 on the internet. Okay, we serve as a regional and global university. See, yeah, and UP Open University is essentially a global university. Yes, diba? We are proud of that. Okay. Oh, we provide democratic governance in the university. Yeah, this has something to do with academic freedom. Okay, so. Linking, ang galing ng segue ko pala, no? I just realized, leading to academic freedom. Kasi my second part is academic freedom. And many times, this is an overused phrase, sometimes abused, okay, phrase. Okay, but we have to be happy that, okay, later on pala. Okay, this is the meaning for academic freedom from our very favorite Wikipedia. Okay, so it's the belief of freedom of inquiry by faculty members. Okay, that is essential to the mission of the academe. Okay, So you can also access this from the internet. Okay. But we should be happy because the Constitution of the Republic of the Philippines guarantees academic freedom. And this is in section Article 14, Section 5, Item Number 2. Academic freedom shall be enjoyed in all institutions of higher learning. Okay, so essentially there's a political basis for academic freedom. Okay, so that this is Republic Act 9500, or the full name is an act to strengthen the University of the Philippines as the national university. It's also known as the University of the Philippines Charter of 2008. Okay, and the University of the Philippines is hereby declared as national university, and the section on academic freedom. The National University has the right and responsibility to exercise academic freedom. So see, it is a right, okay, given to us, and it's protected by the Constitution. So some historical trivia that I also learned. Oh, super, okay. Kasi chair ng graduate studies sa Dilima. Okay. It was Rafael Palma, the fourth president of UP, who talked about academic freedom and pushed for it. And he was quoted as saying that the atmosphere of freedom in a university conduces to the healthy growth of science, kasi 1950s pa ata to, and determined the search of the truth in God, man, and things. Okay. Pero it was cited in another material by Professor Mila Aguilar in 2003. And he further stated, Rafael Palma further stated, that if each professor cannot feel safe to proclaim what he considers the truth because of fear of persecution or displeasure of the men in power, walang women, hindi gender sensitive, then truth would not come out from his lips or will be totally disfigured. This was Professor Aguilar was citing Dr. Oscar Alfonso in her article, na apparently was stated by President Palma. Okay. Now, UP Manila Professor Roland Simbulan, in his article on the meaning of academic freedom, he says that it is a right that enables the community of scholars, individually or collectively, to express diverse perspectives over contentious, controversial, and critical topics. And it is free from intimidation by administration or by the political repression of the state. And it is the very basic culture of a truly free university. And essentially, this is what UP is very proud of. Okay, supposed to be, we are free. Okay, in but as long as you are in the premises of the university, parang ano yan eh. Ang analogy ko dyan, parang embassies, di ba, in other countries. When you're inside your embassy, you're safe. Furthermore, Professor Simbulan cited Professor Randolph David, or Randy David, okay, saying that the substance of the university's modernity is best captured in the phrase academic freedom. And the phrase defines the spirit of the university as the freedom of inquiry to be enjoyed by students and faculty. It's a right to be enjoyed by the institution itself. And he also points to the university's right to determine for itself solely on academic grounds who may teach, what may be taught, how it shall be taught, and who may be admitted to study. When I was researching on academic freedom, even the Commission on Higher Education also has from Republic Act 2777, I accessed a website that talked about the CHED for academic freedom pertaining to students. Okay. However, for students, it pertains to the right of the student to choose the academic institution that they want to enroll in, their right to pursue any course without discrimination. No, so but in the application of academic freedom, as kanina Ma'am Mel was verbalizing earlier before we started the program, was most of the time it pertains to the faculty. No, na how you will teach your course based on your own professional expertise, how you will determine in what kind of atmosphere your students will have to learn, however, and also you can talk about controversial issues and non-controversial issues as long as you do not impose your own ideology, as long as you do not destroy, actually dun sa ating faculty manual, parang you do not destroy religions, you have to respect other people's religions, other people's philosophies, etc. Are you still with me? So, Professor Simbulan further states that, and I agree with him, knowledge is a product not only of individual academic research, but also of vigorous, sustained intellectual exchange and dialogue among scholars and non-academic experts. Okay, and he points to John Stuart Mill, okay, for this political basis of academic freedom that stems from the freedom of thought and expression. Okay, and again, Professor Simbulan assures us further, okay, that it is enshrined in the Philippine Constitution. And when I was also doing my other research, I also chanced upon a about academic freedom in the United Nations, okay, website for civil and political rights. Hindi ko na lang sinama. So that academic freedom of universities is the freedom of competent persons in the classroom. Teachers, scholars, and researchers are the ones who exercise academic freedom. Okay, and whether inside or outside the classroom, okay, this is protected by the university. Okay, so the Doctor of Communication students' pursuit of higher learning and search for knowledge to generate new knowledges and understanding of the world and his or her own local environment is guaranteed by academic freedom. However, this comes with a responsibility in upholding academic integrity and intellectual honesty and responsibility. Diba? Sabi nga nila, knowledge is power. Okay? At, and as Spider-Man says, with great power comes great responsibility. Although my husband reacted to this, he told me that this was verbalized by either the uncle or the father or grandfather of Spider-Man. And then when I was researching on this as well, I got from a website that this quotation, okay, came from Roosevelt, but in an unpublished speech. So sinasabi kasi dun sa blog na parang bakit daw kinecredit si Stan Lee, yung creator ng Spider-Man, when actually daw, unpublished speech daw yun ni Roosevelt. So anyway, this is where I finish my presentation, short and sweet, and thank you very much for your attention.
Yes. I seem to have a database for samples of property, intellectual property infringement, because
Since our subject is communication information, even plagiarism has evolved.
Yes,
and even how they analyze certain issues have actually also evolved. I mean, just look at the Senate.
I have a PowerPoint for that. It's entitled "A Note on Plagiarism," but I don't know. But anyhow, in every course in our graduate program in the College of Mass Comm, we have a module on plagiarism. Plagiarism, kasi is ano eh? How do you say this? Parang you're taking the other person's ideas without acknowledgement. No. However, when I also researched on plagiarism, it only pertains to the academic environment, not beyond it. Okay. When you go outside academe, it's not known as plagiarism. It is known as copyright infringement in the Intellectual Property Code of 94, the IPR. Okay, and if there is no copyright, you cannot be charged with copyright infringement. So, plagiarism as it is, this, and sad to hear though it is not a crime. What is a crime is copyright infringement. And you can only be charged with copyright infringement if the work has copyright. If the work, for instance, because I attended also a roundtable discussion many years back on copyright, I learned also from the expert, I think Attorney Domingo. Okay, College of Law was talking about, for instance, the work that you appropriated has no copyright. You cannot sue for financial work ko tapos kinopya ni Pedro, hindi niya ako sinight, tapos pero wala akong copyright. I can only sue for moral damages. But what is moral damage, diba? Nothing. It will just be there in the annals of the Supreme Court. Pero you can sue for financial damage if you have copyright. So, yun yung naunawaan ko. And I was there in that round table for film production because the copyright for film is different. Because film is the work of a lot of people. However, it is credited to the director and the producer. And many times based on contract, it is to the producer, not the director. Diba? So, yun yung sad thing. Kaya diba nagkaroon controversy sa Supreme Court, yung isang justice. Tapos nag-react, diba? Nag-resign pa nga sa pagka-dean, si Dean Leonen. Kasi pati siya, nahalukay din na nagkaroon din siya pala ng plagiarism. Para may isa siyang paper na meron siyang sinight na galing, tapos kahit na sabihin niyang alam to nung professor, nakihuan niya kasi kaibigan niya, tapos nagtuturo sa College of Law. Still, hindi siya mapapatawa, di ba? So, sige, resign na lang ako as dean, di ba? Parang ganun yung nangyari. And now, he's a Supreme Court Justice. Kasi yung term na plagiarism, sa academe lang ginagamit. So, yun.
But it has a lot of administrative...
Yes.
Like a student can be
a
student can be expelled for it. Why?
Yes.
Because in a university, the main concern and the main product, if you look at it as a corporation, is really knowledge. So yun yung produkto mo. So that's why everybody's concerned about plagiarism. But with the changing times, you as the communication experts,
yes,
and you're the ones who will be part of the defining and redefining of what we mean by plagiarism. And well, not really plagiarism per se, but authorship. The idea of authorship. Ano ba? Lagi mo yung issue yan eh. You have no mashups, you have, you know. Exactly. But that's an eternal, that has been there for a long time. Yes. You know, doing something with found objects, etc. Yes. So, it has something to do with innovation and creativity. Yes.
Well,
creativity is number one concern now of academics.
Exactly. In the recent Diliman Execom meeting, because we were dealing with a case of cheating wherein a mechanical engineering student was able to, quote-unquote, get from the storeroom a project of another student. And all they did was to paint it, freshen it up, and they submitted it as a project in their ME cars. Parang ganun. Tapos yung parang from a two-cylinder, whatever engine, it became a four-cylinder. So, during the discussion, I brought up that idea, okay, because in multimedia, there's this idea of the mashup. In fine arts, there's the idea of found objects. And it will be another discussion. Yes. Like even in film, the implication for film adaptation. Okay. So the mere process of adaptation. Diba? Na parang, and then we always say that there is artistic license. Diba? So I think the Chancellor Saloma found the wisdom. I mean, he understood what we meant, and then I think we're going to have a separate meeting, or he's going to call for a round table on that aspect. Kasi nga, like we were questioning, it was a two-cylinder whatever, and then they made it a four-cylinder. So they just painted the pedestal where that whatever engine was. So parang sabi namin, is that cheating? Parang ganon. So pero kasi cheating siya dun sa College of Eng. Yung mga ganun ba? Kasi, because in the age of technology, okay, especially with high-speed technology, to the point that every waking second of our lives, there's a new way, di ba, that comes out. Parang how will you trace pa, di ba? Okay. Now, also kasi, plagiarism pertains to what is written, di ba? So, written either ephemerally, hypertext in the computer, or as a ano, book, or as a manuscript. But if it is a painting or, di ba? Not necessarily, but maybe a work that is not written, but interpreted in objects, etc. Actually, it's not plagiarism. It becomes cheating, imitation. So, ganun din, kung sa IPR, makakasuhan ka lang ng imitation or infringement of the trademark. Mga ganun. Kaya di ba marami ta, di ba kinakasuhan yung mga knock-off, yung mga gumagawa ng mga designer labels na knock-off. Yun. So, ganun. Yun.
Okay. Any other point? Yes.
Ma'am Army. Does the DCOM program, you know, recommend any software to use to check our own? Because, for example, when we read a lot of stuff, you can't remember all the authors, and sometimes unconsciously you write something you thought it was your own idea, but actually subconsciously you got it from one of your readings. So just to test for that, do we have a prescribed software to use so that we can check our own?
Yes, I attended the meeting of FICS, and our dean talked to us about this software, right? For yes. However, you know, my answer to that is one: the rigor of research should be ingrained in us. Okay, whenever you, syempre, di ba, we go through what, using index cards, annotated, ganyan ganyan, di ba? This is serious stuff, di ba? So the rigor is there na as soon as you're writing something na may katabing libro o nakatingin ka sa internet, talagang lalagay mo na anong URL ko, ganun. Okay. Every time you highlight, cut, and then paste to another document, go to the URL and then copy and put it there. No, like all our style manuals, okay, from Kate Turabian, the beloved Kate Turabian, diba, to the APA, MLA, Cambridge, Oxford, they always update this in line with what is the technology. That's why we already know how to parenthetically cite the URL. Then the latest addition is you have to specify uploaded or downloaded at a particular date. Mga ganun, no? So, but to me, it's really rigor. Now, for the professor, okay, part of the rigor is, okay, kasi yung software kasi, when you buy that, kailangan i-input mo rin doon yung ano eh. So, parang may existing dapat siyang i-work on. Pero mo ang dali eh, sa internet, sa Google, the favorite Google, i-type mo lang yung sentence eh. Bilang tsung, lalabas eh. Oh, makikita mo talaga. Oh. Tas pero kasi kung keyword kasi 'yon, i-discern mo pa eh kung ano yung usage doon sa chine-check mo manuscript. Tsaka ano yung usage doon sa kung sino ang naunang gumamit supposed to be. Okay? Kasi nung nag-chair ako ng isang college investigation committee at ang case namin eh plagiarism, pinlagiarize niya ang isang journal article ng isang Swedish professor, 95% of that article, inangkin din niya yung mga putno, pati yung bibliography. Tapos pag in-interview mo na yung ano, nasa asakdal, I did not plagiarize anything. O, di ba? Parang, ganun? Hindi mo to. Ito yung nilagay mo sa paper mo. Ito yung paper nung Swiss professor. So, yung sa akin, di mo yan kinopia? Hindi po.
Gusto po sana i-share sa inyo yung point of view as a student and also as a teacher or professor. Kasi po dun sa mga past experiences namin is like what Mom Gigi was saying yesterday, that one of the values that we need to sort of enhance and imbibe in DCOM is empathy for people. May mga kabataan po kasi dahil sa kahirapan, they have not eaten food, noodles lang like forever. Dito din po sa UPLB, we have students coming in and out of our store, yes, you know, just begging for food. And these are third year graduating UP students. You know, they become so like aggressive. Ma'am, hindi ko, sometimes, saan school ka? Diyan po ma'am sa taas, pero bigyan nyo lang ako ng pagkain. You know, and these are students from all parts of the Philippines, yeah, like very devastated areas, to talk of money transfer from parents who are also farmers. Mm-hmm. So, wala talaga kahit yung pangbayad po dun sa LBC, wala talaga. So sabi ko, ba't kaya nagiging desperado tong mga batang to? Mm-hmm. It's just because really, that they are just hungry. Minsan they don't even have a place to sleep. So, my point of reference is that in terms of integrity and academic freedom, may mga pagkakataon po kasi na, is Anne here? Do I speak English? May mga pagkakataon po kasi na parang we run short of really finding the root causes of why they cheat.
I have a case.
So ma'am, para po, I think we need to, as a student po siguro, I put myself in that case na wala na talaga akong pambili ng pagkain. How much more yung project? I'm not trying to justify the guy who stole the project, yeah, and repaint. Pero marami po talagang cases, yes, na we need to sort of empathize with the students. Saan ka galing? Ba't ka nagtanaw? Ba't ka nagdadaya?
Yes.
And sometimes po may mga cases, ma'am, sir, may mga cases din po na yung bata from childhood na child meron siyang abuse, history of abuse. So it's rooted po dun sa kanyang self-esteem. May case po kami ngayon na she's a second year UP student. Yung self-esteem po niya, hindi niya po talaga parang she is 20 years old now, but her self-esteem is like 6 or 8 years old because she has history of violence at home, child abuse. So sabi ko, "Ning, ba't ganyan ka? Ano ba talaga ang problema mo?" So we started digging her, ano, and then we later found out na kaya siya parang pagbibili niya tong item na to na supposedly 60 pesos, pagbibili niya ng 55. Sabi ko, "Ning, di ba nandiyan naman yung price list? But mo parang more of pagkakamali, equivalent to cheating in class." So sabi niya, "Hindi ko po talaga alam, Ate, kung bakit ganon." So, I'm just trying to say that sometimes the measurements we use in class in terms of academic freedom or integrity, we need to extend it a little bit further rather than just cutting it and say, mali ka eh, na integrity mo wala eh. No, we need to sort of go a little bit deeper in understanding why. Ba't ka ba nagnakaw? There is a guy who actually stole just a bread. And he was in prison for almost like his lifetime. Pero just because to feed his family. Parang ganun po, I'm not trying to justify what is wrong. But para mag-inquiry tayo a little bit further what it is. And then as faculty naman po, or as a teacher, sometimes the measurements, like we have found the US or the Western in a broad sense, the Western measurements are not really applicable to the Asian measurements. Kasi tayo binabagyo, sila hindi. So bakit mo i-apply yung example lang po, barometer. Opo, bakit po ganun? So there's an interest, psychological interest. And so we need to sort of take a little bit, and teacher po, academic freedom. Ma'am, ako ko kasi gusto ko mag-paint eh. Nagmamadali tayo. Toy, mamaya na lang. May period natin, napaka 1 hour lang eh. Sorry ha. So may mga cases po kami nakita na ganyan na academic freedom is sort of compromised because we're in a hurry to get to Robinson kasi matatraffic tayo and things po. So, ang point ko po is probably again from my point of reference where we deal with a lot of social work and academic approach to kasi why we go to school actually is to be educated, to know things and stuff. But the bottom line is humanity, like when mom was talking about the values of DCOM yesterday, sabi ko, I'm very proud of whoever this lady is. Kasi she really knows what education is about. Kasi at the bottom of everybody's lives is what is it, diba, yung impact natin sa ating sarili and also to the people. So yun po yung aking parang gustong i-share sa inyo. And yun nga po, sana magkaroon pa ng kaunti pang consideration sa mga kabataan.
Yeah, pero kasi, integrity per se can be seen, ako naman, ano lang, yung point of view ko lang, na kasi integrity per se is a social issue, it's a value formation issue. Kung wala, kasi sa atin naman, very specific eh, di ba? How do you practice it in the academe na ano, pertaining lang to yun nga na parang cautious ka lang na yung knowledge na lang kuha mo, eh hindi naman talaga yun ang galing sa'yo, no? Pero yung ganun. Now, pero yung social issue that could affect, diba, the way our students, ano, maybe, kasi wala man sa powers ko yun ngayon, pero pwede nating i-air kay, up to the level of the president, meron man siyang open email address, alfredopascual@upd.edu.ph. Pero kasi, kasi ako may kaso ako eh, okay, forgery. Finorge yung pre-enlistment survey form para makuha siya ng Form 5A. Para maka-enroll siya. Finorge din niya yung Form 5A niya. Finorge niya yung Form 5. Okay? At ang finorge pa niya, yung pinakametikulosang profesor sa aming kolehiyo. At nung nakita ko yung bata, para siyang hindi makapatay ng langaw. Diba? Tapos, Tapos, magsasaka ang tatay niya sa Bicol. Nasa STFAP siya. Nagtanong ako sa STFAP, pag nakamakasuhan to, mawala daw STFAP niya. Okay. Kung yung 15 days lang daw na suspension, hanggang dun lang, hindi mawala STFAP niya. Kaya lang, base doon sa code of student conduct and ano discipline. Okay. Meron specific letter H. Memoryado pa kasi nga tagal namin pinag-uusapan. Kalagay dun any form of intellectual dishonesty connected with their admission, enrollment, ganyan eh. Oh, yun, meron yun. Tapos nun, may kaakibat siyang sanction. First offense, not less than one semester, not more than 1 year suspension. Second offense, expulsion. Okay. Nung iniimbestiga namin yung kaso, so akala ko, 3 counts lang ha, of forgery of one person's signature. Nung tinignan ko, kasi supposed to be, kaya siya nag-forge, kaya nalaman na nag-forge siya kasi mag-a-add matriculation siya. Eh dun sa kanyang department, bawal hang ng more than 18 units. So, magiging 21. So, pagkita nung sekretarya nila, hindi ito kay ma'am. Ganon, di ba? Hindi ito ang signature ni ma'am. Hindi ito ang initial ni ma'am. Tapos, so, di ba? O, hindi magaling. Di ba? Tsaka ano, sorry lang, nag-admat siya. Kasi sabi nga ng sekretarya ng department, ma'am, kung hindi siya nag-admat, hindi naman makikita na na-forge niya lahat. Okay, o eto na. Che-check ko ngayon kung sa form 5 niya ay na-enrollan niya in 21 units. Pati yung form 5, forged. Tapos may naka-attach na change of matriculation kasi lilipat siya ng section. So, pagtingin ko, finorge naman niya yung chairman ng department nila. That's a separate case. Kinonsult ko sa mga attorney. Siyempre, hindi na siya fourth count kasi ibang tao na yung finorge niya. And di may recommendation kami talaga na based on, kasi we cannot defy the rules, di ba? So the recommendation was the suspension for 1 year. Kaya lang nga, mawawala na siya talaga STFAP. Tapos, kamamatay lang ni Christelle.
Oh my gosh.
Di syempre, di ba? O, di, may email, may committee, kasi supposed to be, final report of the CIC. May email, my committee members. With this recent development, ganyan, shouldn't we recommend that the student go through guidance and counseling to help her process what she did? O, edi, yes daw, ipasok daw dun sa report. O, dinilagay namin. Kaso, natatakot na, parang for me, kawawa studyante kasi may ginawa siyang forgery, second offense yun, expulsion yun, sigurado. Ang average niya, sophomore to, ang average niya, G1 niya sa 4 semesters, 1.3. Oh. So, parang, tapos pag tinatanong namin siya, bakit mo ginawa? Wala siya masasagot sa'yo. Sinasabi lang niya na, kasi ho, yung mga kaibigan ko, tapos na silang ma-advise. Nagtatrabaho po ako as RA dito sa Film Institute. RA namin. Tapos sabi ko, pero hindi ba alam na ang RA? May mga privilege yan. Tsaka pwede ka naman magpaalam dun sa aming sekretarya na mawawala ka, diba? Muna, nahahabulin mo yung advisor. Tapos, bakit mo ginawa? Wala siyang masagot. No? Pero kasi, yun na nga yung peer pressure ba yan? Pero behind the academic integrity aspect, diba? Diba? Oh. Ha? Twice pa namin siya kinausap kasi nagsulat siya ng admission of guilt. Pero ano ang admission of guilt niya. Ito pa nga, dinedeny niya na pinorge niya yung Form 5. Pero talagang nag-sign ng test, ng testimony yung sekretarya ng Jorn. Jorn kasi department eh. Tapos wag ko daw sabihin sa magulang niya, eh hindi naman nga pwede. Kasi protocol yun, di ba? Requirement yun, susulatan mo talaga yung magulang. So yun, yung bang, alam ko, tricky siya eh, di ba? Tapos, yung ang aming plagiarism, MA student yun. First case ko yun, first time ako naging chair. She works in a data company. And then she will just tell me stoically dun sa committee na, I did not commit plagiarism. Hindi po ako nangopya. Kasi, di ba, alam ba, ibig sabihin ng plagiarism, pangungopya yun. Hindi po ako nangopya. Di ba? Di ba? Hindi kasi siya OU, no? Dapat, ano eh, how many schools are there? Di ba? Two. OU and others. Di ba? Pero yun nga, pero I think, ako rin, ay, yes, ma'am. And, maybe, you know, it's a matter, the one that you shared, may be a matter, in the, kasi ako, question ko palagi rin yan as a faculty member. Tsaka, kasi kinder pa nga hanggang UP, UP na, hanggang PhD, UP na ako. Sa totoo lang, I never went to the guidance and counseling office. Pero kasi parang how diligent ba is my question for guidance and counseling? Kasi ang dami talaga napapariwarang estudyante. Kaya ano man yung rason na yun, di ba? Or, syempre, ano yun, ano naman taga-UP, di ba? Parang values formation, parang di ba? Parang, nagaganon tayo. Pero, oh, kasi, di ba, sa mga Catholic school, meron silang ganon. Ma'am Jean.
Ay, sige. Yeah, just would like to respond to Risa's comment. To me, I believe that if a student is poor or not poor, it doesn't remove from him the responsibility of being honest in the work that he or she is submitting to the class. The other thing is, you mentioned about digging. If you articulate someone's your ideas vis-a-vis someone's work, people are not into, you know, citation culture. Yes. Wala kasi yun. So I believe na, especially at the doctoral level, I think yung mga examples na sinasabi ni Doc Army up to the master's level, we know of a case with a doctoral student who plagiarized the whole dissertation. I think the person was even awarded and given an award for such a good work. When it was copied in toto from a Canadian scholar student. So, this is person is a Filipino. So, parang sa akin, when you say dig into the roots, I believe it's not your economic status. Mm-hmm. It's not your economic status. Maaari na maganda lang sabihin yon. And parang it's very generous for us to say that because you're poor and so you come in. But I believe at this level, especially at the doctoral level, it's looking at yourself and whether asking yourself, do I have this culture of recognizing other people's work? Because I wanted to develop my own original idea of communication. And when you do that, you want other people to properly cite what you have done in this in your work. Yes. So it's you doing unto others what you want others to do unto you. So ganong kultura, I suppose, wala tayo nun. Hindi dahil mahirap ka, wala kang pagkain, battered wife ka or whatever. Now, how do we develop that culture? Now, it's a question for us. Educators, how do we develop that culture in our students? So kayo, when you go back and you have completed your program and you'll be teaching students at the graduate or even undergraduate level, I think dapat ma-instill in their consciousness the culture of citation. I would just say COC.
Yes, ma'am.
Siguro, as I always tell my students, it's just respect for others' creation, for others' work. If you want your work to be respected, then you should also show the same kind of respect to what others has produced. And in response also to what Ma'am Army mentioned, that it goes beyond the academic life. I can mention a few cases talaga nangyari dito sa OU. Like for instance, yung I think, sir, it was your term as chancellor, yung binawian natin ng degree because nag-submit ng transcript na pinorge ang registrar. Wow. Ang pirma ng registrar. So, nakalusot sa amin yun, ganyan. Nabigyan namin ng, na-confer namin ng degree. But it so happened na may bumalik sa amin for verification something, ganyan. And then doon namin nakita na hindi na-forge yung pirma. Yes, na-forge yung pirma ng registrar. So binawian nyo. We went up to the level of BOR. So yung going beyond the academic life, nakailangan yung value, you should still have that value with you. Pirma yung ipo-forge mo just so that you can be admitted to a graduate program. So ang naging effect sa kanya, talagang inano namin yung we went to the BOR and winidraw namin yung degree na kinonfer sa kanya. There is another case, ito, very recent lang ito, Jean, if you will recall, that person who was employed in a university in Thailand and said that he graduated from UPOU.
Wow.
Yes. Na-employ siya, grabe ha, isang universidad sa Thailand. And then the school, the HR, employed na siya, na-hire na siya. So this, naloka ako doon kasi registrar pa ako nung time na yon. So this human, the HR person from that university, meron lang siyang kinoconfirm sa akin as the registrar. Kasi syempre ako, I will go back to the database of our students and ask, ano bang estudyante na to? And then it turned out na wala. He was not even admitted to the university. Pero mga kiniklaim niya ng mga programa, may... Yun kasi medyo tricky yung sitwasyon eh. Hindi eksakto na programa, similar lang. Halimbawa, katulad si Dr. Flor, ang pangalan ni Dr. Flor ay hindi Alexander, Alejandro Flor, mga ganyan. Alejandro Flores. Ang din ng FICS, it's not even completely FICS. I see Alejandro Flores na katunog ng Alexander Flor. Ganyan. Tapos ang programa niya, pero mali-mali yung kanyang mga dokumento na pinresent. So yun yung nagbigay dun sa kanyang why would a dean do something like this? UPOU's processes, hindi ganun. It's always the registrar certifying that kind of document. Pero yung kanyang mga ipinasa, puro dean ang nakapirma. Ganun. So, tinanggal uli siya sa trabaho. I think nagkaroon ng yung abogado namin, pero hindi siya makasuhan kasi nandun siya sa Thailand. So may mga ganong issue yun. So it goes beyond your life as a student of the university. But what I can share with our DCOM students is that we don't take it lightly. We take academic integrity, academic honesty seriously. In fact, we have cases just like in Diliman. We have many cases na nahuhuli talaga ng mga teachers. An MDC student, ganun din yung kaso na gagraduate na siya, pero yung isang assignment niya, kinopyan niya, she copied 12 out of 14 pages of an assignment of a UN report, or ADB report, it was an ADB report, and she submitted that as a requirement assignment in a PM course. Gagraduate na siya, yun na lang ang kulang niya for graduation. Nakabili na siya ng ticket, based siya abroad, nakabili na siya ng ticket, tatuwi siya ng Pilipinas, nakabili na siya ng damit, ang buong pamilya niya ay may ticket na kasi mag-a-attend ang graduation. Na-suspend siya for 1 year. Ganun. And then ganun din siya, I did not cheat. I did not copy. They copied my paper. ADB copied my paper. Hello. Ganun din, pati footnote. Inangkin niya lahat. Inangkin niya lahat.
Copy somebody's work. It happens a lot. Yes. Because sometimes when we do, for example, you know, internship, you know, the tendency is, for example, just to finish your internship, you submit something that you worked on, and then ADB or whatever institution would submit that as a paper, so they copied your work. It happened.
Sometimes when we are asked to submit something, something like, ako, I was cautioned on submitting everything. I mean, even all the details, especially if you're submitting a proposal like that. Right? They will be asking you to submit a proposal. So the caution was always, don't put in too much details, that they can already do it without you. So that there's always that. No. So, but then again, just like what Ma'am Army has mentioned, it's such a tricky situation. But somehow, you can really draw the line between being dishonest and being creative about this. I mean, maybe the lines are not too clear, but somehow there are cases where napaka-blatant naman na you really cannot, hindi mo na pwedeng excuse yung sarili mo na, I did not. Parang gano'n. You want to say something?
Yes. I think overall, what we have to think about is also guarding your institution's reputation. I think that's the overall, that's the bottom line. We are an academic institution. We are a national university. And in all aspects about intellectual honesty, intellectual, you know, integrity, etc., I think we just have to stick to it. Why are we doing this? For a bigger cause. Now, DCOM students, you are going to eventually share it to the world. Can you just imagine the repercussions, no, if we don't really take care of this? Now, we were talking about humanism. We also put in the institution guidelines, policies, standards, and we are addressing those too. In other words, it you might want to look at it as a separate matter, because the university has also that heart, no? So that's why there's STFAP, there's for counseling, etc. And all these things should be put together in an academic institution also. Because hindi lang mandate natin na academic excellence, di ba? We're a public service university. So we have also other ways to address this. So lahat naman yan sabay-sabay nangyayari. Pero there are just some cases na lumalabas that would be challenges, di ba? So to us, I think for administrators, we have a share to do, di ba? So we have to address this. And the same is true for us faculty, kasi nagsishift, you know, us faculty, we shift from instructions to extension to research, yes, and to public service, that's extension. True. So I think the University of the Philippines take this into heart. I think it's such as we have put a lot of scaffoldings to make sure that they are all there.
In fact, we are more encouraged to file cases than the usual practice of professors, because or some professors that they don't want to be burdened with the hearings, etc. They just give a grade of 5, not to the student. But we are in the legal side. The administrators would encourage the faculty na if there's plagiarism that happened, you should file the case, no? However, it's also a question that I have that I always talk about to Chancellor Alfonso, like in the undergraduate level, no? If you file a case, it's forever in their transcript of records and you're marking them for life. Kasi no academic institution will take them, di ba? Even maybe some big private corporations won't accept them into their companies because they had that student disciplinary mark on that. It's in the transcript of records. The five, parang in a way, kasi I'm not encouraging naman na sisinkuhin mo, di ba? Pero parang, di ba? Oh, with a five. Chinika ko na yon, ma'am. Kay VC Banson. So, magkaka-concern din daw pala yon. Hindi lang OU ang concern doon. Yan. Yan. Sir.
Did you want to say?
Yes, ma'am. It's about offenses and crimes on this academy because we will be enrolled in the cyber class,
yes.
I believe. And then there are cyber crimes coming, upcoming anywhere, Philippines and other. What are the expectations or any comment about we in the cyber classes being having a cyber offenses, cyber crimes, and et cetera, et cetera? Because we are in this open world.
Your cyber life in UPOU is in the context of your course that is delivered online, okay? But if you do the quote-unquote cyber crime like libeling in a social network, that's beyond your course. So you have to be answerable to that. That's my answer. I don't know the answer of our chancellor. But
cyber crime within the UPOU or something like that. Cyber offenses.
Ma'am, may cyber offenses na ba tayo? I mean, aside from plagiarism, na cut and paste, harassment. Wow.
Yeah, I don't have experience of the harassment, but I'd like to respond to his question. If it happens in my classroom, what I do when there's a cyberbullying, for instance, and also when like a discussion gets heated or students become attacking someone below the belt and all of those, it's the call of the FIC to stop even close the forum. So what I do, I warn if I see already that it's building up, then I would warn the student in an email. We'll say, okay, everyone is entitled to one's opinion, but this is the question, because I'm the one asking the question. So I have to, but if the student continues doing that, I remove the post. You can expect me removing your post.
Because yeah, the FIC, diba, is the one who's controlling that cyber learning environment. But if you do it outside of your open U course, the law of the land will take care of you, diba? If you post it on Twitter, because that's outside the course, diba? It's the FIC, the faculty in charge. Yeah. Ma'am Mel can answer.
Siguro ganito. Like for instance, there are generic guiding principles. So like for instance, netiquette. I mean, yeah. So when we say it's a given. You are in this space. You are in the cyberspace. Then you should be governed by netiquette. You should observe netiquette. You should respect other people in the same way that you are respecting your katabi in the physical world, diba? In the same way that you are following the rules and regulations, in the same way that you follow the rules inside the campus, for instance, if you are in a physical campus. So that's already given. Of course, ano yung mga sanctions? What are the sanctions if you don't follow that? So just like what Ginas mentioned, that's the role of the faculty member na you warn. You warn students not to do this. We can send private emails, messages. Yes, we can remove the post. you can close the discussion forum if the discussion gets to extreme case na narinig ko, ang pinaka-extreme na narinig ko among our colleagues at UPOU is to unenroll the student. That's the yun yung pinaka-extreme na narinig ko among our students. Na unenroll kasi the faculty can remove the student from the class. Hindi na ba? Hindi na ngayon. Parang wala na ba yung unenroll this student? But we can ask the tech support to unenroll. Okay, so may mga ganung kayo na yon. Okay. Okay. So may mga ganung ano yon. Oh, hindi kasi before weekend.
What I'm saying is that of course we would defend the academic freedom of the faculty for doing that. But on the other side, you have to also look at the rights of the student. So when you unenroll automatically, you are saying that there's already a judgment, diba? So, but you have to give the process the due process too. I mean, this is of course these are cases, though. I
this particular case, I think it has been deliberated. Several warnings.
Yeah. I will not judge that case, but. Okay. Unfit. Yes, sir.
Psychologically unfit. I appreciate this kind of discussion and these kinds of questions because it brings to light the issues that we have not really agreed upon in the past. All right? The point here is. Medyo mayroon akong parang I can now decipher two schools of thought here. One being, when we prepared the program, we really did not design it against ill wills because we never thought that DCOM students will ever do this. See? So that is the kind of thinking that went into the process, because we know the processes in academe, and for one, why should we expect our students to do this? I mean, it's out of this world. On the other hand, now that you have brought it out, we'll start really looking into the possibilities, okay? Because you see, makakarma din kayo rito, babalik ito. So we are going to look into these cases because, you know, we cannot go on sitting contemplatingly expecting nothing to happen, because things will do happen. And so we'll start looking into these ones very, very seriously.
Just to put a comma to this, I was going to ask a comma. Eh, doon sa ating Facebook ba o doon sa ano? Na hindi kami makapasok, kami ba ay na-libel doon? And joke lang. Pero yon, you know, there are venues which is really meant to be for feedback and or a community would be talking about, you know, talking behind the back of your what faculty. But these are spaces that are meant to be so. Parang meron din ganoon, meron shoutbox, may mga ganito, and I think your faculty are mature enough to give you that space too. So in the same way, we expect of you to be responsible, to be mature about this, and to really take this into heart, no? Itong intellectual honesty and this academic freedom should not be abused. I think that's the overall. Yes, Father.
No, because I opened the topic on plagiarism. Because I had two reasons for it. One, since I belong to the academe world also, for practical purpose, I'd like to see another institution's take on rules, on sets of rules, and even experience. That's why I was asking if there will be a database on how you proceeded with such cases. And secondly, since we belong to a communication/information course, plagiarism, communication actually is evolving. Just listening to Senate people defending what's plagiarism or not, you suddenly are shaken and okay, traditional images of what used to be bawal, it's actually ang laki ng butas. And in the future, since technology is evolving, I think we're asked also to be forward-looking. Not that we would like to see loopholes so that we could actually wiggle our way through it, no. But you know, since I am in the value sector and I'm in UP, why not try to explore the other side, no? But I very much appreciate the concept of academic institutions really looking into this. Kasi definition still has a lot of if creative minds could actually maximize that definition. Yeah, also.
I'll share with you an experience. One of our would-be, parang nire-recruit na maging faculty member, kinasuhan siya ng plagiarism ng isang department na ayaw sa kanya. Tapos ang sinasabi, she committed conceptual plagiarism. May I research, diba? There's no such thing. Tapos sabi ko, we are all guilty of conceptual plagiarism because when we write our researches, we interpret frameworks to suit our research problems, ganyan. Tapos noon, inexhaust ko, pati international ko may conceptual. Wala talaga. Nakakabaliw, di ba? Tapos noon, sinasabi na kinopya daw nung graduate, magna cum laude yun na kinopya daw niya yung libro ng isang faculty member sa women. E tapos noon, yun naman faculty member sa women studies. Then, siya, binasa niya yung thesis, kasi thesis yung pinag-usapan. So, sumulat siya na, wala namang kinopya. Ginamit din niya yung framework na ginamit ng faculty member. Tapos, pareho rin silang topic, rape, ganyan. So, sabi niya, but there's no such, so meron siyang sinulat, ganyan na wala naman talaga, walang kinopya, ganyan. So it all boils down to personal, no, na ayaw nila doon sa taong yun. It was born out of a review of related literature of an undergraduate student in journalism na naman, na akala niya ata na ang review of related literature and critique, ilalambas niya yung mga dating na work. So, nakasulat sa thesis niya na so-and-so copied the whole book of Professor Chuchuchu. Diba, di sabi ko, this is a thesis, it is printed. So, I go, you know, legally, you can file a libel case against this person. But you know, that's another case. Yan. So, sa awa ng Diyos, nasa Ateneo na yung magna cum laude namin. Wala na siya sa mask. Diba? Oh, ginawa na Ateneo kasi magaling talaga yung bata. Hindi ko alam kung bakit galit yung ibang faculty sa kanya. So, yung ganun ba? Diba? Kasi kundi, guilty tayo. May case pa nga kami eh. Yung tenure, no, isa namin faculty. Academic thesis. Ina-accuse sa kanya, plagiarism, kasi daw sa PowerPoint niya, hindi daw siya nagsasite. Sagot ng aming dating chancellor, oh, Lorna, guilty tayo. Hindi tayo naglalagay ng mga citation sa ating PowerPoint. So, you know, yung parang, hindi nga, syempre, binulong ko na lang sa dati namin chancellor na, sir, kami naglalagay ng citation. Parang ganun, no? Pero yun na nga, di ba, Pero kasi ganito eh, yung plagiarism, sa information ng lahat, wala siyang degrees. Kay one word yan, kay one sentence, one paragraph, the whole work. Plagiarism.